Sentinel Online, now loading the Geekcast Radio Network of podcasts.
This is Starscream, the true leader of Cybertron, and consequently, all things Transformers. Get it? That's the name of the show.
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in the adventure of Transformers is TFG and Mike.
That's right, it's me.
And Pecan Court Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
Sometimes I wish it would stop.
Not cool, Mike, not cool.
Why? It's what I always say.
What he always says, even though it's a little narcissistic and perhaps suicidal.
Don't you dare put suicide into my mouth. I don't think so. No.
He's like, I'm Octane. Why does everybody hate me?
Exactly. That's what it is.
Octane like, didn't. The universe like, hates me. The weather hates me. My air conditioner hates me.
What air conditioner? I need money for one of those things.
Mike's like, what's an air conditioner? You have those things? Thing.
Yeah.
He had to shoot it because it was a Decepticon. That was the problem.
Yeah.
He laughed. His wife laughed.
The air conditioner laughed.
After the air conditioner laughed, and then it shot him.
Yeah, the air conditioner shot me. There you go. I'm dead. I don't have to worry about air conditioning or no air conditioning because I'll already be in hell as it is.
Oh, that's why he wished it would stop.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
I really, really, really understand Azrael from Dogma now. I just want to be nothing, nothingness. No heaven, no hell, just a central state of nothingness.
He will cease to be.
The center cannot hold, and it's unfolding as we speak.
So, I almost missed this. We haven't talked in a while.
So. No, we haven't.
We discovered this last week. We're like, we're reconnecting with previous hosts, and we're like, we should do this again.
Yes, absolutely. On a more permanent basis kind of thing.
Yeah.
Transformers. What have you been doing Transformers-wise, Michael? Buying toys, watching cartoons, watching crappy movies?
War. Good God. Absolutely nothing. Actually, you know, since I was going to be on the show tonight, I thought that I would catch up with Kingdom because I actually hadn't watched it yet. Wasn't in a hurry to watch it. I've only been hearing bad things about it, and I didn't like the first two showings from the series, and I really liked it. I liked it surprisingly a lot. It wasn't as bad as Earthrise and that other one, that not even memorable enough to remember the name. So
I literally somebody was like one of the forums I was on, because TFW has got a 43 page run going now of Kingdom.
Oh God.
Which is hilarious because it started when the trailers dropped, and then it got worse when the clip of Beast Wars Megatron was leaked.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
Yeah, I wonder who could have leaked that.
I don't know. That guy's kind of a jerk. And
I mean he's kind of a better voice actor than who they got to voice.
I know, and it's amazing because this particular clip went everywhere around the internet for a while, and it people were comparing voices and saying, "Yeah, hire this man now," and they're like, "Hasbro, Rooster Teeth, hire this man now.
Hire this man.
What are you doing?" So, it was quite humorous to see my clip go everywhere.
You're not even union, so they can
no, I'm not union.
Right up.
I know. I was complaining about it when I heard that they were doing Kingdom last year. I was like, oh, they're gonna botch this so bad. I'm like, I'm like, the one they're gonna mess up the most, Beast Wars Megatron. I said, because they're gonna get somebody that sounds nothing like him.
Yeah. Not even try.
And then they're gonna like somewhat attempt it, but it's gonna sound like garbage.
I actually thought they got Hunter Jackson from GWAR. Because he's like, you thought you could destroy me.
GWAR, like, for people that may not know, GWAR is Michael's favorite band.
My favorite band. GWAR thought they could destroy Techno Destructo. And I'm like, is that Hunter Jackson?
Well, it's Marcus something. And I don't blame the actor. I honestly don't. I blame the voice director for being dumb.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing, because it's not the actor who's like,
the actor
do
did
I have
the best
to be so
what
slow?
He was given.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, honestly, if I don't believe that during his interview, his trial, right? His what do they call it?
I don't believe they even brought up the previous Megatron. They're just like, can you say yes? And then he's like, yes. And then they're like, sold.
Good enough. Yeah. No, I think that maybe he started with that. He probably got in that booth and did his best David Kay. And it wouldn't have been as good as yours, but it would have been interesting. More interesting than this take on it. And then, you know, the director got in there, the voice director, and said, wow, can you make it really slow and really stilted? And he's like,
Can you sound like Beast Wars Scorponok?
Yeah, can you make him sound like he's really big and dumb, but not, you know, and the guy's like, how about this? And the guy goes, perfect! Yeah. And I don't like it. I don't think anybody likes it.
No, there was only the people that have, like, no taste, apparently. Because I've seen a couple, like, butt-kissing to the creators of this saga. I've seen it on Facebook. Somebody was like, I don't get what everybody hates about this Megatron. It's great, blah, blah, blah. I says, have you not read any of the comments anywhere? I said,
got a little something on your nose, sir.
And I'm like, because FJ liked it right away. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing against him. Like I believe part of it was studio meddling, because I heard on another show that he's tried to get more episodes.
Yeah.
And then Rooster Teeth just doesn't care.
Yeah. Rooster Teeth and Netflix don't care. But here's the thing. As I mentioned this off air, because I'm actually putting this up on August 8th, so you guys will hear it and it'll be timely. But it's one of those things where I was in Rodimus Primal's stream, his August 1st stream, and FJ came into the comments because Rodimus Primal has interviewed the guy before. And we were talking about Kingdom. We were giving our opinions. We were talking about the voice direction and the voice cast and the whatever. FJ said in the chat that between Hasbro, Netflix, and Rooster Teeth, they were given a budget for the entire trilogy, and they could only use that budget. And he said apparently the budget wasn't
robust enough.
Yeah.
So all right. had they approached me, I would have done it for free just to say that I played Megatron.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
I still would do it. If they came to me and they're like, they're like, hey, we're continuing this Beast Wars thing. Would you play Waspinator and Megatron? I would be like,
answer
done.
Yes.
Be like, don't even pay me. Just I'll send you the clips. I'm happy enough to have an IMDb credit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can we give it up for Frank, though? I mean, come on, man.
Oh, Frank did awesome.
Frank did amazing.
I loved his Rat Trap.
Yes.
Because he was like, one, he's a New Yorker, so he's got that like. And he hit those notes that you would expect for Rat Trap to hit.
Mm.
There wasn't much written as far as dialogue for him to play.
But he pulled off what he had.
Well, yeah.
He just beats up every scene he's in, I tell you.
You could tell he was having fun. He enjoyed it, and he was trying to get some of that love in there to channel it.
Yeah.
Well, Earthrise and Siege as a series, you know, they were steaming piles of garbage. With the exception of Frank, he was a shining jewel in this teeny pile of garbage. I honestly think that the bulk of the good writing went into Kingdom.
Yeah. They sped up the acting.
They did. Well, everybody except for Optimus and Megatron.
Megatron, I didn't really have a problem with it, but Optimus, which is funny because Optimus, like, I wish that he talked faster, but when he gets more emotional, that's when he loses the voice.
Yeah, exactly. Where he's like, no, wait, stop. And it's like, wow, you didn't pause anywhere in there.
No, Megatron, don't do that.
Yeah.
My pants are full.
I'm breaking Shatnerian law by speaking really fast. It's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? He's not doing Shatner anymore. Megatron
the prime.
Stopped. No matter
the cost.
And it's like, oh man,
it's constipated prime.
Colin said that in one go, in one whole second, just Megatron must be stopped no matter the cost. And this guy draws it out for like an hour. It's like,
I think
it's eat up that 22 minute runtime
because he sounds fine. Isn't he the one that does it in Cyberverse?
Yeah. Jake Fushi. Yeah.
Yeah. And he sounds fine in that.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it's him. I think it's the voice
director. I blame the voice director 110% on this whole thing. And I get that they had a limited budget, but like you couldn't find actors that sounded like. I found actors that sound like every character in Beast Wars 10 years ago for the Dark Glass project. Mm. And out of those people, two of them are union. Mm. Like now.
Yeah.
Like one of the guys that's in it, he played the Maximal Computer. He played Soundwave.
So what happened with Dinobot and Tegatron?
Oh, you mean they swapped voices?
Clearly they should have swapped voices. Yeah, clearly.
That's what everybody is saying.
Well, Tegatron had like one line and it sounded like Dinobot.
Well, he sounded like a warbot for one. And Tegatron is like, I don't feel good fighting, it's just, he's just more of a peaceful, like, forgive me for what I must now do, he's not like gung ho. Like this guy's like, blown to scrap.
but he sounds like Dinobot. He's got that growl in his voice.
I know. Dinobot.
Tiger. What does Tiger sound like? Rawr, they sound like this. It's like, but that's not what Tigatron sounds like. I don't know. Again, voice direction.
Well, I mean, and they could have hired Chris McFeely as Dinobot.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Sure.
I've physically heard him do it because he did it in the Dark Glass video.
Yeah. Yep. No, I've heard him do voices. He's not terrible.
I could see him playing it. But anyways, yeah, I mean, I give them props for what they tried to do in it.
Yeah.
And it was the best out of the three.
Even if we go back to the writing, I mean, the first couple of series, I did not like the writing. There was huge plot holes. There were huge gaps in between things. It was like, how did we get from here to here? What happened? Did they have blooper reels? Did they strip a bunch of stuff out? Was it too long? And this one, if you can get over the whole idea of
crappy voices,
Maximals and Autobots living in the same timeline and being the same height, if you can wrap your Beast Wars centric head around that, then it's not terrible.
No,
right. The writing isn't that bad. It's not like there's a giant space bridge out there, but in order to get to it, we have to fly through Zombieverse. I'm like, seriously?
And then we have to hop, skip, and jump through Scorponok's lair.
I'm Scorponok!
It's like, who wrote this garbage? It's like we threw a bunch of toys at an 8-year-old, and we watched carefully. And then we began to write down everything he said.
And we said, this is what they want. This is what the kids called for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It needs more cowbell.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, but the story, the story overall in Kingdom was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think still my favorite scenes are the Laserbeak Air Razor chase and anything to do with Nemesis Prime and Galvatron.
Oh, yeah.
So
I liked anytime Starscream showed up.
That too. Yes, that too.
he's like, you idiot, you were born a slave, you're going to die one too. Megatron's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you moron.
Yes, I've seen the future. I know what happens.
Starscream, get out of my way. What are you going to do to me? I can fly.
That was the best. I cheered.
I did. Cheered. I was like, that was awesome.
He's like, what are you going to do? He's like, I can fly. And he
kicked him right into the fireball. I was like, oh, yeah, Starscream.
I literally cheered. I'm like, and it wasn't just a cheer. I said Frank. I was Frank!
Megatron is Galvatron. Oh, Megatron, you were born a slave, and you will die a slave.
Because
my totally kids Frank went, moment. They went, I believe I can fly.
And then to follow that up, you've got a giant titan standing up and going, not in my house.
I know. And then he slapped the nemesis.
He's like, uppercut, Hadouken.
I was like, they should have done that. Now that you've said that, like, that would be hilarious to have the Ark say, he goes, not in my house.
My house.
And just slap it away. Hadouken. The
fireball. It was a really cool moment. And I'm like, you know what? I've watched this entire freaking series just for this moment.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great. It really was. I thought it was awesome. I haven't even watched the last episode. I haven't gotten that far yet. I know what happens. They get back to Cybertron, but I haven't seen it unfold yet. But I did get to the end of episode 5, and I was suitably impressed. Like I said, I'm really impressed with the writing on the last spot.
They missed an awesome dialogue piece with Primal that they could have used, where he said, you know, where he does something in the last part. And they missed an opportunity where they could have gone, well, sometimes crazy works. Because he's like, I have an idea.
Yep.
And it's like something really off the wall. And I'm like, oh, they missed it. They could have been like.
They could have gone that way.
Yeah, I was like, they could have done that, at least thrown that in. Because like Beast Wars, they had like, you know, that wasn't built. It was poured. Diecast construction. It's a lost art. You know, like poking fun at something from the past. Like,
yeah,
like little quips like that would have been great. But
yeah,
it was glossed over instead of yes.
Please do it properly. Please. Well, come on.
Yes. And the other thing that bothered me was, you know, I knew Dinobot was going to die, not because somebody told me, but because it's not Transformers Beast Wars unless Dinobot dies.
So, well, he died in Code of a Hero, and he died in Nemesis.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Yeah, he's like,
he didn't have a speech per se. You know, he just kind of went
like,
he's like, if I've been a good Dinobot, and Death says, I've been told you were the best, and he's like, good. You know.
Yeah, I know. He talks to Primal.
Yeah.
If I was transferred to you, would you have?
You know,
yeah.
See, even he's like, yeah, I would have taken you.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I guess so. But you would have been a terrible Autobot. And he's like, I'm cool with that. And then he dies.
Well, Code but of then Hero when he came back
as a ghost, I was like, he's going to say something cool. He's going to be like, he's going to quote Shakespeare. You know, and he just went, I'm dead. Going to heaven. See ya.
Code of Hero was what? Season 2? Season 3?
Season 2.
Season 2. You had already 13, 26, whatever it is, episodes to build up. He had
a character arc.
Yeah, he had a whole character arc, and you're just introducing the Beast characters in these final 6 episodes, and you have to clamor in so much. Like, yeah. I'm really surprised, and I applaud them, regardless of what negative feelings we have towards it. I applaud them in these 18 episodes. They put so much stuff into these.
I was sad we didn't get a Waspinator and Tarantulas.
Yeah.
And Terrorsoar. I feel like Terrorsoar would have been 18 just like
Scorponox though. So,
I know.
You know.
maybe they were clones.
They were Scorpiclones.
They were Scorpiclones. Scorponok,
and they all combined into a camera with a bunch of tails, spiky tails.
Man, that's a bad reflector.
No, he turned into a tentacle monster.
Seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
Please, no tentacle porn in this podcast, please.
Hey, got to bring back old Beast Unleashed jokes.
I know. It ain't all things Transformers until the tentacle porn shows up, folks.
We had Rhinox, but he didn't take the low road.
Nope. But he still get the console and Wheeljack's like, that works.
Yeah, I loved how they paired off the Maximals and the Autobots. I thought that was nice. I thought that was really good. Rhinox and Wheeljack and whatever else, but yeah, I thought that was nice. So, holy crap, Steve, 13 years.
I know. I was describing that because somebody's like, how'd you get access to the Netflix show early? on one of the Transformers forums and on Discord. And I'm like, because I'm awesome. And then I said,
because I've been a correspondent for 13 years.
I says, have you heard of that place called TF Wire? And they're like, some of them are like, no. And I says, you're young. And then
this predates you by a few years. You
know. Yeah. So I was like, there was a show called War Stories. I did an audio drama there. And then I went, you know, just reading people's fanfics. I said, in character voices. I says, then I was on an episode of TF Wire. Then I went and started my own podcast, All Things Transformers. And I said, yeah, so We've built a Transformers empire and I'm the true Megatron. I says when David K is not in the picture. So yes. I says otherwise I bow before David K. But I said if he's not playing him, I says they're just wrong if they don't contact me. So
yes.
And then I sent my clip over and then they're all like, oh yeah.
I both love and hate how that clip got leaked, sort of, because no, it's not because of you, it's because of these people on Twitter. Oh, by the way, the voice of Beast Wars Megatron in Kingdom got leaked. How about you give credit to who leaked it? Oh, sure, you can copy our audio file link that has our website name in it, but you can't do enough damn research and say at Geekcast Radio, at All Things TFV3, at SCP-20. Like, seriously? Well, come on, people.
And then I started seeing the images. People were dubbing them. Like, dubbing the clips, doing their own really bad Megatrons. And I says, and then I saw the pictures because I was like, I was on YouTube and I was going across and some people were posting videos. And I'm on various Discord channels for Transformers. And somebody's like, look at my Megatron. And I like chuckled to myself. I says, hey, nice picture. I says, I know where that came from. Oh, yeah, my review. And then I posted it in the comments. And then I says, oh, and then I says, you know, because if the voice was good, like they did a decent job. Mm-hmm. It was close, but it was never, you know, close.
It was never you. Yeah.
Yeah. So or like Techno. Techno can do a pretty good one, too. We both do different inflections when we play the character. Techno was even like when he heard my clip and then heard the other clip, he's like, what the heck is this? He's like about the official. And then he's like,
yeah. He's
like, say what you will about, you know, he says, Steve and I both do different inflections and different like versions of Megatron. He says, but that's the beauty of the character. He says, there's so much dynamic ways that you could say things in character. He says, if you just follow the, you know, the way that David Cage kind of performed it. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, he says, I could see either of us doing the voice. He says, but like this, what they got, he says, why?
Why? Mm-hmm. How could this have happened?
They didn't summon me there with a purpose, so.
Burdened with glorious purpose.
Why'd I have to be the chosen one?
Somebody, what was it? I was talking with our good friend Brad on the Facebook page and on the episode post, and he's like, you know, with everything that's gone on with it, he's like, I think I know the answer to this anyway, he says, and you probably would do it, but He's like, if you had read the script first and, you know, seen what the dialogue was going to be, would you have, you know, still done it? And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I would still do the voice. I said, and the thing is I would do it because, one, if you're an actor, typically they give you some leeway to help influence the script, like within reason, like they aren't going to let you just take it over. But if you have an idea of how to better portray what they have written or to rewrite it differently on the spot, they're pretty much okay with it as long as it doesn't like influence too much of, you know, extend the runtime, or it doesn't, you know, mess with certain aspects of the production. And so, like, I feel like if they had somebody who actually knew the character or any of the characters for that matter, and been like, you know, maybe this voice should be for this person and this person for this person, and kind of gone from there, I feel like, you know, we could be in a little bit better place. You know, people wouldn't be griping about, oh, this actor should have played this character and this character. And, you know, this line sucks because it's not how they would say it, or the way that they would say it. Like, they would have, like, I couldn't help but think that, like, Beast Wars Megatron would be more condescending.
Right.
You know, like
a little less kiss-assy.
Yeah, and he would have been like more like biding his time scheming, like he did to Starscream in Possession.
Yeah.
You know, little, you know, kind of holding his cards close to his chest, but not like revealing everything, you know, playing the part that he needs to play for the moment, but then like, haha, look, I've got the upper hand.
That never happened. Question though, if they came to you and said, we'd like you to play Beast Wars Megatron, you'd be like, heck yeah, I will, for free even. And then they get you in this in the room with this terrible voice director who says that, well, wait a minute, I don't want you to play it like that. I'd like you to do I'd like you to make him sound a bit like Ace Ventura. And you'd be like, what? would you still do it for free?
No.
If you couldn't do David Kaye,
if I couldn't do the David Kaye,
I'm walking out.
Yeah, if I couldn't do like the David Kaye voice, or do like, you know, a deep voice that would kind of go with that kind of a tyrant character.
Yeah.
I just couldn't, because even if it's not David Kaye, like they could have at least gotten something that was not like dark and brooding like everything else they have. But they could have gotten somebody that could have been more balanced.
Yeah.
Like more like, I don't know, more Shakespearean, more of that bravado that Megatron kind of shoots off, you know, when he's playing
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Ah, Megatron, how dare you come to my bridge? Take the beast and disc.
You're going slow like that. You know.
Yeah.
You gotta speed up just a little bit more. You gotta fit it in that dialogue. We have a lot of dialogue here to go in 22 minutes because it's a well written show. So just pick it up a little bit.
It's a groveling character. You have to grovel.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. It would kill me. Like I feel like the character. I do like a quasi like David Kaye in something else that I work in, and like it's not full on David Kaye because I drop some of the nuances of the character, but the way like it's played a little bit more comedic, but I have that depth of the voice, and people love it, like because I play kind of a jerk. but he's like he's you know kind of behind the scenes kind of way, like he's, you know, plotting and, you know, scheming, and then you find out what his scheme is later, and that's, you know, very much along those lines. So I don't know. I feel like that they could have gone a lot of directions with this, but I overall did enjoy, like I enjoyed, you know, Force Ghost Dinobot, you know, except for the Force part that Ghost. He's like, come with me, Optimus Primal. I will take you in there.
He didn't actually say anything, which I kind of enjoyed. I was like, he just kind of ran around the corner and went,
he just did Ghost of Starscream to him.
Yeah. Just ran right. He's possessing him. He's like, no, I'm possessed, and I can walk through walls.
And then Primal's like, I saw your entire life flash before my eyes.
That was kind of cool.
I don't know. And then Black Arachnia, everybody's shipping her and Ares are now because of their
kiss.
Yeah. It's like
the other thing I liked at the end of episode 5, you're like, my hero. And I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well.
Seen enough hentai to know where this is going.
Yeah. Well, and so now everybody's losing their mind over that on all of the forums and all the Discord channels now.
It's not like a Star Wars reference. It's just like,
well, and it's funny because people seem to forget. It's a Yuri reference. People seem to forget that, you know, Rat Trap was saved by Rhinox when he blew up Tarantulas and Ravage and Rampage, and then blew and crashed. And he goes, "My hero, oh get down,
yeah,
oh get down." You know, and so like it was just. It was hilarious, you know. It's to me, it's along those lines. They're just playing around with the, you know, the fact that they just like she's a flirt, you know. Rat Trap's kind of just a sarcastic dick, and it's just what you have. Scott McNeil. Scott McNeil.
Scott McNeil infused enough personality into Rat Trap where you, that is believable without you thinking that it was a pass at.
You know. I know, and it was, I don't know, I love the whole dynamics of everybody in this. So like I think that they could have done some things with this series, but on a whole, like I did enjoy the kingdom the most. It was the strongest bit,
and not just because of the beasties, but
no,
the better, right, Bumblebee, the better dialogue,
dialogue was better.
Some of that dialogue, it's like, you could write this, George, but you can't say it out loud.
Yeah. Did you guys see what TFU.info posted on Twitter?
No. I have not, no.
So, somebody in the fandom said something about how the creators should be ashamed of themselves because they fridged Alita 1. And
the refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's in the refrigerator.
Like, and what's in the box? Yeah. And
it throws her bones.
And the person that I'm sorry, TFU.info, I don't remember your name right off the top of my head, but the person over at TFU.info posted on Twitter a picture of his refrigerator opening up with a Alita 1 figure inside of it.
That's awful. It's in the refrigerator.
Do is take it a step further. You get a broken Alita 1, and then you stick her to a popsicle stick, and then you put her in a thing of water, and then you pull it out, and then you stick her in the freezer, and you're like, tastes like death.
Ew. Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
You can't fridge your women. That's not what they're for. There's better ways to motivate your hero than to kill them and put them in a refrigerator.
Well, and then people
kill
were mad
their wives and put them in a refrigerator.
Well, and then people were mad. They're like, so Prime killed her. And then she's like, when it's the Allspark moment, she's floating up to him. She's like, don't worry, my love. It's fine. I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah.
I'll be one with the Allspark, but it turns out, no, actually she wasn't because it's on another planet starving.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can't be here. You're somewhere else.
Allspark
is just complaining that it was starved for. And that's the other thing that kind of bothered me. It's like, wait a minute now. So the Allspark isn't like heaven. It's a cannibal. Yeah, it's like a chud.
It's like, I need your spark. It's Rampage.
Yep.
Rampage. Feed me your sparks.
I'm putting
that idea as much. I mean, you know, I think that's where the plot hole started here. It's like, wait a minute. You know, you have this all-powerful MacGuffin, and yet it's like, oh, I'm starving because I don't have the guts of Transformers to feed from. It's like, wait a minute, what? A vampire?
I'm putting the link to that tweet in the chat right now. That was hilarious.
The refrigerator?
Yes.
Feast upon your own twisted spark.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's like a 2-second clip. It's nothing long or anything. But...
She's right in the box.
Yeah.
It's in the box. Nice fridge. You know what? If we only had a little more Kevin Smith involved, we could have had Mark Hamill as a Megatron. So just throwing that out there.
You know what? Honestly,
I'm fine. I like our Megatron and Starscream.
Yeah.
No, I mean Beast Wars Megatron.
Oh.
Can you imagine Mark Hamill as Beast Wars Megatron?
Oh, he'd be like, yes, it is you, Megatron, my namesake.
That would have been epic, honestly. I got chills right there.
Yeah. I would have taken that. I would have taken that for real. I would have been fine with it because at least it would have been like he's got some like cojones behind the voice, like
gravitas there. But
yeah, at least if he's like a sniveling idiot after, like, with, you know, because like he does have his moments where he's like, do what I say or you die. And then like there's, you know, somebody argues with him and then he just chomps him apart.
Yeah. Just chomps him apart. There was some chomping apart. And I'm like, Is he going against character here or are they trying to show range? I'm not sure.
I think they were just trying to show that he has capability of, you know, actually doing some damage.
This is why he's the leader, because, you know, he can run in there and eat people.
And then you get Primal using his swords and then using a pistol, but not his shoulder cannons or his hand cannons.
Yeah, the arm cannons, really, I think, is his best weapon.
Oh, I know. And they didn't use either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't have Pterosaur or Waspinator, so they, you know, had no reason to use it, I guess.
Eraser never used her wrist rockets. I think that's her best weapon.
Well, she spent most of her time in jail and then playing basically like the character Nyx in the comics to Dinobot.
Hey, at least Nyx is better flushed out at this point. I mean, Eraser was just there to be there.
She's like, I'm captured. Would you save me, Dinobot?
Yeah. And I mean,
and then Rat Trap's like, yeah, keep your shirt on.
She meant to be captured.
Yeah.
Which, oddly, I guess this, Rat Trap meant to be captured as well. I don't know how that was supposed to pan out, but she meant to be kept. Yeah. She's like, look, I'm working here. This moron's giving me everything I want. You know.
And then Rat Trap broke his way in. And then and then Mirage is like, hey, how you doing? I guess I don't need this anymore. And just decloaks right in front of him and just like uppercuts him. I was like, okay, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I think the only flub with Mirage in Kingdom was the whole Astro Train thing, where they're like, oh, there it's like a prime problem, and then his cloak kind of failed. But anyway,
if you can make yourself look like a certain character, couldn't you also, you know, cover the existence of the same character behind you? You kind of make him disappear.
You'd think, but apparently not.
Better idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Animation, you know, it would have been cheaper to make him disappear. Hey, there's where's that disembodied voice coming from?
Mm-hmm. Megatron, Galvatron, they were the same guy.
They were all the same. You're the same. He's like, no, that's not true. That's impossible.
Yeah. So who's ready for bot-bots?
What? No. Oh, that's right.
Or bot shots or whatever it's supposed to be.
Isn't that supposed to be on Netflix and Cartoon Network? Nickelodeon?
The Transformers stuff is moving to Nickelodeon.
So what it is I believe it's supposed to hit Netflix first.
Oh, that's nice.
And then Nickelodeon.
Cool.
And then I've heard that there's another series that's being developed for Netflix or for Nickelodeon as well, which means they'll probably actually have like a voice cast and a decent voice director.
Because,
You know, they used Rooster Teeth. So, and from what I've heard, Rooster Teeth hasn't had good content in years.
You know what I wish? I wish now that E1 has whatever they have in Hasbro now and Hasbro Studios or whatever the hell. I honestly wish, after watching Kingdom and after watching Masters of the Universe Revelation, fuck Rooster Teeth. Use Powerhouse Animation. Use the people that Powerhouse are the people that did Castlevania on Netflix, and they did the new Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Okay.
I like the animation, honestly. Like, if they went that direction, I'd be pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
What I liked about the He-Man animation is that they tried really hard early on to mimic the style of the original cartoon.
Yep.
And then they kind of progress more into a modern style.
Yeah, because it was very gradual to your eyes to where you didn't realize it was happening.
Yeah, well, somebody pointed it out to me, you know, and then I was like, oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
It was very herky jerky. It was very, you know, like, oh, I'm going to run sideways and then tumble. Yeah. Well, that's kind of weird. Why would they do that? But it makes sense in context.
So what are you guys excited for Transformers now that Kingdom is done, now that the War for Cybertron trilogy is done? Michael?
I haven't been following it well enough to know what's next. I don't even know what direction they're going to go.
There's nothing announced. But they left this trilogy open.
Yeah, it's like, what would I like to see? I'd like to see them, you know, progress in the same style that they're at now. I mean, they've covered a lot of G1. They've covered a lot of Beast Wars. But have they done Transmetals? You know, can you imagine, like, new Transmetals done in the more modern stylings? Well, I think that would be cool.
Rumor has it that those are going to be in the pipe. Mm. And some reissues, but of certain characters and some new molds for some previous characters, kind of like what they did with the Ravage.
Yes, that covert agent Ravage. Oh my god,
I really like that. Yeah,
I do too. I really want that figure, actually.
Have you actually tried to buy figures lately? It's really hard.
I bought Kingdom Megatron back in February when I saw him the first time. And then I've not seen him in the store since, but I did get, like, I can find Cheetor, I can find Black Arachnia, I can find Netflix Cheetor, I can find them everywhere. I have not seen an Optimus Prime. Since February, I have not seen, I haven't seen a Rat Trap in probably about 2 weeks. I have not seen a Rhinox since the week it came out. But I bought the T-30, so I didn't have to deal with that, and plus I heard a lot of complaints and I didn't like the hollow points of the others. I fixed the wobbly leg issue on mine too. I repainted part of the figure so that it would match more of the color of the show, and then I clear coated the figure.
Oh, nice.
And the clear coat sees it, it adds an extra layer to the knee.
Yeah.
And it stays in place in the legs. So I figured out that that's my go-to to solidify any of the joints when they loosen, is if I repaint them.
And they won't get paint scratches. So,
no. Know, and extra bonus. Don't do that. The other thing I did is I found when Airazor came out, I ended up with her. I had to search. Granted, I have like 4 Targets and 4 Walmarts within a 25-minute drive. Yeah. In any direction. So I hit all of those up constantly. Nice. But I did get Dinobot, but I found that one at Walmart just on a fluke after work. I was just like, oh, let's check Walmart, see what they got here. And then I saw Dinobot and I was like, it's mine. And then they had a ton of them, and then I didn't see them for a while. And then I've seen them periodically. I'll see like a barrage of them at Target stores, and then I just don't see them again for a while. I had to special order at Best Buy my second one so I could repaint it as Grimlock.
Oh, nice.
I made the 97 Grimlock out of it.
Sweet. Yeah, I haven't found anything. We've got a couple Targets and a couple Walmarts out here, and I haven't been specifically shopping, but you know, when I visit, I'll go look, and I never see anything except for the dinosaur skeletons.
Yeah,
and I'll see those. Also, those were not in the show. I was going to complain about that, but
I knew that when I saw them. I was like, yeah. I said, people are going to be so mad when they discover that. Oh, these are really cool add-ons to the show. And then I'm thinking they're not even going to be in the show.
Yeah.
And then I was like laughing hysterically when I saw it, and people are like, oh, these are so awesome. It'd be cool to see them fling bones around on the screen. and then there's no payoff for it whatsoever. Yeah. And
it's like, here we have Cog in 15 flavors, or 6 shot in 15 flavors. Right. But no, I don't even know the bones names. They're like bony.
I know one.
Bony Paleo the bones. Trex. Okay, there you go. That's his name. Sure.
Yeah, somebody figured out that they could make a combiner out of the bones.
A picture. Somebody had five of the paleo treks combined into one big velociraptor, and it was amazing.
Oh, yeah. When you combine them, they're great. Yeah. When they're separate, they're not.
When they're separate, they remind me of like what was the name of the snake that turns into a transformer? It's like you're a stick figure, you know. It's like, what do you turn into? I turn into sticks. Sense. I turn into one long stick. And
my name is Stick Figure. What is yours?
My name is Stick Figure. Optimus, why won't you let me go into battle? You're going to make me say it. You turn into a stick. He's like, I'm my own weapon. He's a target master, except he doesn't shoot. You just swing him at people. You turn into a baseball bat.
Well, I mean, you know, Rung doesn't...
Seiko Bat, tell me you didn't pay money for this.
That's right. I was going to say, you know, Rung doesn't really turn into anything. So, you know.
Doesn't he turn into a Jose Canseco bat?
Think so.
And
that's not much of anything.
Like the Matrix on the end of it or something. The Matrix of Jose Canseco.
Yes. Some Transformers god he is.
He's not. Spoilers. Giving it what? All away.
It's IDW. If people haven't read it by now,
because people are just flocking to the comic books. I mean, honestly, if you think that you know, the current trilogy is like your own personal G1, then you're not going to have read the comic books.
Yeah, no.
Did you see that Hasbro has so much confidence in their new movie that they pushed back the date?
Yes, yeah, it's the 2022.
Yeah, well, it's December of 2022 now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they no have so filming. Much confidence. I wonder if it's the backlash they're reading.
Yeah, on Kingdom? Yeah. On Kingdom,
and then they're like, you know, we might want to rethink this whole character voice thing. And the animation, which is funny because I knew that they were coming out with all this stuff when I did that panel in January.
Yeah.
And I went on my soapbox. I was like hardcore in the soapbox about what they should do with Beast Wars. I says, why Beast Wars saved Transformers 25 years ago and what they should do about it now. And and then I was like showing the, you know, basically what we should be seeing, like, you know, not the same CGI, not, you know, some of that, but, you know, giving it examples both visually from like fan stuff that's been created and like these like statues and like, you know, all these like uber detailed items. And I was just like, you know, this is what we want to see. This is what we need to see and bring back the actors. And, you know, and then I says, I just know that Kingdom's going to butcher it with with the actors. And it came true. People were so amused though in the Discord channel for the convention, because it was all online. They were like, "This guy's on a soapbox. He's not wrong, but he's on a soapbox."
Yeah.
People were calling me out for it, but I was right.
You're not wrong. He's out of line, but he's not wrong.
Yeah. People thought it was funny anyway, but yeah. I found it humorous that I'm like, I'm making the news because I'm hilarious and I'm a jerk.
That's treason.
He's anti-Transformers. Get him out of here.
Well, you know, it just occurred to me how scary it is that Beast Wars was 25 years ago. I was like, wow.
And we covered like 12 years ago.
Like we covered it. Was it 12 or 15?
No, it wasn't 15. We weren't. We didn't even know each other 15 years ago.
It was 11 years ago.
Yeah, no, it was like. No, it was 11.
It
was 11. It was 2009, 2008. No, it had to have been 12 because it was 2009, 2010 that it started.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
I'll buy that.
For a dollar.
For a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar. That always makes me giggle.
I do highly recommend everybody read the Beast Wars ongoing that IDW has. It is very good. We just released our review of issue number 6, so that is happening. And after this episode, which is our 13-year anniversary episode, we will be releasing part 1 of the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown.
So you just said we only met like 12 years ago, but now this is the 13th anniversary. I'm confused.
Of this show, it is the 13th anniversary because Steve started it in 2008.
I started before the network.
Yeah.
Oh, this is pre-Geekcast Radio.
Okay. Yes, Geekcast Radio Network started June 1st, 2009. Both All Things Transformers and TFG1 started in 2008. Steve in August and me in December. So we is
interesting.
Yes, we is old. As
Thank
far
you for
as
the history lesson, sir.
And well, you know, you is old, so there is that. Old. Yes,
respect your elders.
That's right.
I'm working on it.
As far as when we started this, December 8th, 2009, 1 year since I started the TFG1 podcast, so it was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! And I mean, for me with Transformers right now, like I said, it's all about the comics. I did enjoy Kingdom for what it is. Is it something I will revisit for just sheer enjoyment? No, probably not. I mean, we're going to do a whole episode on all the entire trilogy later this year. But between the comics, between some of the Funko Pops that are coming out, like I know most people aren't Funko fans, and that's fine. That's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Hey, I've got Optimus and I've got Megatron coming, and they are both the Energy Axe and Energy Mace versions from the first episode, so that's awesome to me.
Hey, at least they're not shelf warmers like Super 7.
Yes, exactly, and at least they don't cost much. Jesus Christ.
GameStop has some, and they're like on like clearance like no other, and I'm like, I still don't want them.
Yeah. I still don't want them. Well, you know, $20 for a Star Wars styled figure, you know, with 4 points of articulation, it's kind of garbage.
Well, I can spend $20 and get the RED figures, and they come with all kinds of accessories, and they honestly don't look that bad. If it weren't for the fact they don't transform, I would buy them.
Yeah,
well, they look good on display.
Yeah,
and they might actually be worth $20 versus, you know, the actual Transformer. Like, so they got that little flying saucer Bumblebee out now.
It's the G1.
The Origins.
Origins Bumblebee. He's like the size. He's like a little legend size guy, but they have him in a regular size box.
Well, they and have him in an
his
ultra
entire
box.
Body is like, yeah, exactly. His entire body takes up like the window. It's like, why do they put him in this big ass box? He's a legend size figure. This makes absolutely no sense.
So
the only reason I can think
charge
of
more.
So Target can charge more. And they're not charging $20 for a guy in a box anymore. They're charging $23 for a guy in a box now.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
The same figure costs like $7. Well, actually like 10 years ago. But Jesus, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
I remember back in the day, your Beast Wars figures were $10 for a regular size guy. The deluxe size. They didn't call
it
deluxe size.
It was like $5 for a basic, which oddly enough, because like I didn't have any basics left. I went to Michigan in March, and my brother, funny enough, because I only had like 3 Transformers at the time. Mm-hmm. I have probably like 2 dozen now. he had saved, because I was over at his house hanging out while my wife was with one of her friends locally that lives there, and I was hanging out. My brother's like, hey, you want to see my Transformers collection? And he comes over there, and I'm like, where did you get that figure from? He says, oh, you were getting rid of your collection at some point, and so I asked if I could have it, and
I stole them off.
And I was like, oh, okay. And so he's like, do you want it back? And it was the basic figure Iguanas.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I said, that thing's awesome. And I was like, my kids were like, that was yours? And I was like, yeah, like 20 years ago.
I'm actually looking right at him on my shelf.
And I still have him like now. I kept it because of, I mean, I could have sold it for $20 easy on eBay, but which is sad. I'm like, your figures go for like quadruple or triple or, you know, sometimes way more than that. Like if you look at Transmetal Megatron, even though he's got gold plastic syndrome.
Not mine.
Do you have the Takara?
Huh?
You do?
Do I have what?
The Takara version.
Oh, no, I don't have the... I don't have
the Takara one. If you... Like, I would not attempt to transform your Hasbro edition. Yeah. Because those, like, they... I guess the hinges randomly, like, seize up, and then... Yeah. The brown plastic on him is actually what breaks, and then it shatters, like, in your hand. I bought one on eBay for, like, $12, because I was like, I knew it was broken from the get-go, but I didn't feel bad spending $12 on a broken figure shipped.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm just going to customize it, paint it, and then leave it in robot mode.
Yeah.
And wait for the eventual reissue or new mold. Oh, the one arm was broken when I got it, and then the head was broken when I opened it up, and then I attempted to what it was is his waist was busted, and then I tried to do surgery on him, and then I shattered both of his arms off. Oh, so geez. I was going to try and repair it with bolts, and I couldn't get certain part off without extra leverage, and
yeah,
it self-destructed.
Wow.
So
just coat that thing in crazy glue. Just pray for the best.
It will never transform again, but it is the most secure figure in the world. And I repainted it to cover up all the crazy glue. So
there you go. It's like, bring me the Craggle. Not the Craggle.
So I know everybody, and I'm not trying to bring the show down, but I'm making a point here. Everybody remembers Optimus Scourge, right? Gary Clark. He did several toy casts with me and things like that. He was one of the ones that started it with me. And he had passed away back in 2011. So it's been 10 years since he died.
In memoriam.
Yes. And somebody, I had asked somebody, because I have to ask people at times, I had asked somebody to get me the Nemesis Prime Funko Pop so I could do a tribute to Gary coming up in September. And Funko Pops are 4 inches tall. So they're basically three, four, five inch, you know, variant thing, whatever. I generally only collect the regular ones. I'm sending you guys this image in the chat here. I most definitely will be selling the Blu-ray that I can't. Well, maybe I won't be sending you the image in chat. I don't know why. There it goes. I will be most definitely selling the Blu-ray Transformers 35th anniversary thing I bought because I can't play it on any technology I have. Yay. And that Soundwave I just sent you guys, the Funko Pop 10-inch jumbo-sized Soundwave.
Ooh.
He comes with the four cassettes, which I assume Rumble, Frenzy, Rumble, Ravage. Yeah.
Laserbeak.
No, that's not Laserbeak. That's Buzzsaw.
It's a Buzzsaw.
Yeah, Rumble's on top. I believe that's Buzzsaw, Ravage, and Frenzy's on the bottom.
Rumble is red, Frenzy is blue.
Yeah, whatever. So basically, my point in bringing any of this up is the fact that this is the only Funko Pop I will actually take out of the box and leave out of the box because the cassettes fit inside, not inside, but on his chest. That is so cool.
It does look cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea that he's a big chunky boy.
Yep. I'm just waiting for them to do a cartoon accurate red repaint because I want red eyes Soundwave, damn it.
I like yellow.
I like yellow too, but
toy accuracy.
Yep. All right. What else do we want to talk about, guys? What else we got to talk about?
Don't know. Actually, I don't know a whole lot about the new movie that's coming out, but I'm assuming that I probably know about as much as you guys do.
It's going to have Primal, Rat Trap, or not Rat Trap, Cheetor, Rhinox, and Airazor.
Yep. And it's going to have Ron Perlman as the voice of Primal, supposedly, according to news outlets.
I would not complain about that. He might do a good job.
Better what we got.
Yeah.
I'm from your future. yeah.
I really don't want to talk like this because that's essentially making fun of people with Asperger's. But really, that's what it sounded like with a really, really bad Daffy Duck impression.
Well, I think it didn't help they modulated everything so heavily.
There's a huge difference in vocal modulation and doing things with... I mean, look at what we got 40 years ago. I mean, you can clearly hear, and trust me, I've heard because I've listened to all 100, not 100, I've listened to all 98 episodes of the original series recently to get clips for the Top 100 Characters Countdown. But you can clearly hear at times where they furbed up the modulation on Soundwave, and he clearly sounds like Frank Welker.
Doing being, Dr. Claw.
Being Dr. Claw. Yeah. And that modulation is so key to Soundwave and everything else. And nowadays, it's like you think with the technology that they have that people would understand how to do vocal modulation.
Yeah. They should have hired the guys to do the fan dubs because they were able to duplicate it for the Headmaster's fan dub. Like, perfectly.
That's what auto-tuning is for.
Yeah. Well, these guys, like, they know the exact settings. When I hear him sing a song,
you can do that, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, these guys know the exact settings that you need to use. I don't know.
Yeah. Megatron goes, you're an idiot, Starscream. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. We're gonna set this to the tune of Vanilla Ice and, you know, cut a record here.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of cutting a record in half, going from a 78 to a 45 over here.
That was the one. Oh, I thought you were going toward the one thing that Bumblebee did in the entire series.
Which was what?
Like, Bumblebee, this is rare and very hard to come by. And if you break it, it's like a one of a kind thing. It's priceless. I'm going to hand this to you. And he's like, screw that.
We don't need no stinking disc.
I know. What did you do? Oh, God. The MacGuffin. The whole MacGuffin of the series. You just
he's like, we don't.
One second. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we don't need no stinking CD. We need FLAC. We need whatever other lossless. We need a better audio format than CD audio quality.
You know, and really, I thought it was made of sterner stuff.
Nope, it's not.
Shatters.
He said sterner stuff.
He did. He almost said diecast port. You know, but I couldn't get it out in time. Yep, it's a lost art.
Stop it. You're reading my mind.
Rhinox is here to take the low road.
Of course he is.
This has been the most humiliating defeat of my entire career.
Makes me giggle.
So, yes, folks, coming up next is the intro, part one to the Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. After that, you'll hear part two, where we reveal numbers 100 through 76. Did we? Yeah, you were on that episode, Michael. That's right.
Yeah,
yes, so. Yes. You're in part two. You're on 100 to 76. In part three, you will hear Rodimus Primal join us for 75 to 51. In part four, you will hear Lady Wreck as she joined us for 50 to 26. And in part five, hopefully, if the Decepticon toasters don't get him, you'll hear DJ Valentine from Simplistic Reviews as the guest host. Once again, thank you to everybody, all 33 establishments, people, podcasts, everybody that contributed to making our Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown Master List. Anything else you want to say, Steve, before one of us closes this thing out? I don't know who's doing that.
No, you can close it out.
Okay, good. I think
so. You take the honors.
Oh, yay.
You get the low road today.
12 years in the making. After 6 Top 100 countdowns, the Geekcast Radio Network, along with 33 participants, are launching our Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. August 8th, 2021. 35 years after Transformers the movie was released. Don't be the only con left out of this one, folks. Because, really, whether you're a Predacon or a Decepticon, you want to be at the top. Right, Megatron?
Yes.
Tune in to Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown from August 8th through September 17th, 2021. 6 parts, 6 Constructicons. Learn who will fall and where they will fall, because one always falls. Transform and transcend here with us on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Why nobody love Waspinator?
We are all things Transformers. You can find us online, obviously, geekcastradio.com. You can search us out on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and probably any other social media platform you can find. Michael, where can the people find you online?
PeconCT Michael.
I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Steve, what about you?
They can find me on the Twitters
at SCP21.
And that other guy, too. That, you know, fake purple head guy, that Barney guy. Barney Wars Megatron.
Barney Wars Megatron.
That's right. Isn't that is you, right? BW underscore Megatron. That's you on Twitter, right?
I think it's, is it BWTF underscore Megatron?
I don't know. It's
I'm pretty sure it is. I'd have to look.
You don't even know what your own Twitter accounts are anymore.
Dude, I got so many of them right now.
I know, right?
I know. Yeah, I got, yeah, it's
at BW underscore Megatron,
or
at BWTF underscore Dark Glass.
There you go, that's what it is. We will catch you next time, folks, as we present to you the GCRN's Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown. Till all are one, till all are gone, and yeah, somebody go get him a Matrix.
Where the devil is my rubber ducky? Yes.
It's under your tail fin in your tub.
Why are you looking, yo?
Just know that's where it is. You sitting on it. If you sitting, you spinning.
Like, I know you don't need any more bummer news, but those two are showing a decided absence from my scanner screens.
Better call Targatron an air raiser. We may have to take our complaints to Megatron himself.